Just to finish, there's an interesting study come out this week. It's been done by Jennifer DeBose, and she's at UC Davis in America. And she's found a really interesting chemical that attracts fish to coral reefs. We covered about 6 months ago or so a study which showed that if you release juvenile fish into the sea, they can often 30 or 40% of the time find their way back to the reef that spawned them. No one really understood how. So this might be part of the reason, but it's also a really intriguing way in which coral reefs protect themselves, which is that there's a chemical they've been looking at, and it's called dimethyl sulfonylpropionate, and that's why it's called DMSP, because it's difficult to say and life's too short. But where it comes from is marine algae, so small plankton and marine algal plants that grow on coral. When they get grazed by other microorganisms and other animals, they activate an enzymic pathway that produces this chemical, and it goes out into the water, and it turns out it attracts fish. It doesn't just attract any fish, it attracts fish that eat the things that are eating the marine plants. So it's a way in which they're attracting, or it's a sort of chemical distress signal which the marine plants put out, which then brings the fish in and gets rid of the things that are eating the plants. And the way they proved this was they had a big beaker of this material which they released into the sea, and next to it they had another one with just distilled water being released into the sea, and they looked at how many fish flocked up the gradient of this stuff diffusing out of the tank into the seawater. And they actually found about four times as many fish flocking towards this stuff as they did around the water, which shows that the fish are attracted to it. Exactly how, they don't know, but it's certainly an interesting example of how you can bring in fish that will eat plankton that do this grazing, and therefore the coral defends itself. Not the coral, obviously, itself, but the algae that live on the coral and the other zooplankton.
So it's kind of good for both of them, because the fish get some food and the coral gets to get rid of this annoying zooplankton.
I guess you could look upon it like that, yeah. It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Richard, and we're talking this week about anything science. In a second, we'll be finding out from Samantha Smith about moonlight rainbows. That's coming your way, I guess, Dave. And also Connor wants to know about how much water there is on Earth relative to a million years ago.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.